831-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Monday, October 14th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Charka Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I got a couple of text messages during the break. People definitely want the website and the information on how to set up a free consultation with Missy and her team. Very simple. Go to the website. TruckerRandyHealth.com. That's all one word. That's the website. Missy owns it. She has put it together to follow my journey with her through my experience losing 80 pounds in 4 months and 4 days, keeping it off now for over a year, fluctuating between 217 and 222. 222, 224, 222, 221, 219. Get back to 217. That was my reset weight. Fluctuating when I'm bad on weekends. But I'm past fat burn. For those of you on fat burn, you can't do what I do. I want to make sure I'm very clear in this. If you're in fat burn, you have to stay in fat burn. You have to do exactly what the program is designed for you to do. Like she said, 40, 50, 60 days. For me, it took longer because I wanted to lose 80 pounds. So mine was 4 months and 4 days. 124 days down 80 pounds. And like I said, the belt size is the same. The pants are the same. It just has to do with inflammation and pain in my joints when I'm bad. And it's the bad food that I'm splurging on, and I know it. I know when I'm eating it, it tastes good, but I'm going to pay for this tomorrow. Well, going to get back to cleaning it up, getting back to the metabolism, fat burn, to drop this 5, 6, 7 pounds, whatever it ends up being, and then I'm back locked in. And then you decide what you want to put in your mouth. If you want to splurge one day a week, maybe it's Saturday, whatever, that's your choice later on. But you got to get through fat burn. So again, go to the website, TruckerRandyHealth.com. Look at my pictures, my screenshots, then listen to interviews number 2 and number 4. 2 and 4, like a 2x4 for weight loss. 7 and 8, if you don't need to lose weight, but you want to feel healthy, do a wellness scan. 7 and 8 are the 2 interviews you listen to on that website. Then you just scroll down and you set up a consultation. It's that simple. So again, TruckerRandyHealth.com. She tracks her advertising. She knows you heard about it through this show. One of the things I wanted to talk about as we're heading into this election, we're heading into people looking at and comparing different information. Well, one of the things that's playing a major role in all of this is political action campaigns, committee to elect programs. One of the complaints that has been filed against a climate PAC, and this is kind of interesting how this came about, was how they are trying to put information out there through a super PAC. And how they are donating to certain candidates here in the state of Michigan. Well, a conservative watchdog group, Michigan Rising Action, on Friday filed a complaint with the Bureau of Elections against a political action committee that has made $200,000 in contributions to Democratic state House candidates through its alleged super PAC. Super PACs, political action committees, are not supposed to be giving money directly to candidates or give them any type of coordination between their campaign and what the PAC's ads do or say. If the allegations are substantiated, the climate cabinet PAC could face civil fines, potential criminal penalties, according to the plaintiff, Michigan Rising Action. Well, at the core of the argument, a federal climate cabinet PAC took $95,000 in contributions from a millionaire, billionaire, Lucas Walton. $20,000 contribution from Kara Balzer of San Diego moved that money into a Michigan PAC. Climate Cabinet then proceeded to cut 18 House Democratic state House candidates checks for $6,000. Five more for $2,000, which is all in excess of the $1,225 limit per person donating to a campaign. Secretary of State caught the big donations, and many campaigns have since already refunded the overage amount. But the attorney, Eric Doster, argues that there needs to be some civil penalties, possibly even criminal penalties, for trying to use the super PAC dollars for this purpose. He went on to say, "This is the worst violation I've seen in years. These are radioactive contributions. And if I'm these candidates, I'm sending the money back." Well, listen to the people that received the money illegally through this PAC. State Representative Matt Colazar, Democrat from Plymouth. Daniel Mahoney, he's in House District 46. State Representative Denise Mincer, Democrat from Mount Clemens. Representative Dylan Wigla, Democrat of Garden City. State Representative Reggie Miller, Democrat from Belleville. Mike Mathal, Democrat from Hazel Park. Stephanie Wooden. State Representative Janice Robinson. Austin Marshman. And State Representative Betsy Kofia from Traverse City. Other state reps are from East Point, Lansing, Detroit, Warren, Ann Arbor, and the big race going on up in the UP, Jen Hill, the Democrat from Marquette. Climate Cabinet PAC Michigan has taken appropriate measures to comply with Michigan campaign finance laws for all the contributions made this cycle, in a statement that was read by Josh Wolfson, a spokesperson for the PAC. In the event that a complaint is filed with the Secretary of State's office, we will review it and fully participate in the Secretary of State's process, read the statement. Why are they refunding these illegal contributions? Because they got caught. Had they not gotten caught, they would have kept the money. Well, the only way you force them to give it back is you have to file a lawsuit. See, this is important for people to understand. Because had they kept the money, they would have been able to run more attack TV ads against their opponent. During a debate down in Traverse City, Lisa Trombley, the Republican, misspoke. She had a brain fart, having lived in Northern Virginia for years in Washington, D.C., working in federal government. During the debate, she said Northern Virginia versus Northern Michigan, which is where she now lives and is running for this seat. Well, during my sports over the weekend, watching baseball, watching the Lions game, they had an ad already created where she said Northern Virginia, calling her a Washington, D.C. insider. Keep Washington, D.C. politics out of Northern Michigan, the ad said. Well, guess what? Betsy Kofia is one of the people on this list that got the money to pay for those TV ads from this PAC, which can't give more than $1,225 per candidate, per person, individual. PACs can't do that. And that's what they got caught doing. Well, evidently, they're giving the money back. We shall see. We shall see. But the other aspect to this is very interesting. As these PACs run these ads, as they do their favorable, unfavorable manipulation of the voting public, you then have to understand where the money's coming from and who's paying for it. If there's no paid-for disclaimer on yard signs, these people who are spending more than $1,000 for these small little races, school board races, county commissioners, county clerks, whatever, if you're spending more than $1,000, you must form a campaign committee. You have to file reports, and you have to put paid for by your committee on your election materials. If they don't do it, they're violating election laws. It's that simple. So I got a very simple question for you. Would you vote for that person? If they're willing to break the election laws, what kind of an elected official will they be once they get in office? That's what you basically have to ask yourself. So again, as you're going by signs, take the time to look and see if there's a small paid for buy at the bottom of the sign. If it doesn't have one, that person does not deserve your vote. It's that simple. And somebody might even be inclined to file a complaint with Bureau of Elections. Well, 3 weeks before the election, they're not going to resolve it. They are inundated with all kinds of complaints already. Doubt it will do any good. But you, the people, need to know this information. Look at the PACs. Look at where the money's coming from. Look for the paid-for-by disclaimers. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hey, Patriots. This is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
On November 5th, vote for the 6 concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for better schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque County Republican Committee.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the final segment of hour number two. Text messages coming in, people responding to the discussion this morning, saying, man, I can't wait for this to be over. Well, it's going to get worse, and let me tell you why. The polls are very much shifting in Michigan. The most recent Real Clear Politics average of all the different polls showing Donald Trump, J.D. Vance up on Kamala Harris. As a result, it's going to help Rogers and all of the down ballot tickets. Now, two races that you need to know about that people are texting me the most about is Michigan's Supreme Court. Because of baseball right now, I'm using the comparison, the acronym outfielder. Outfielder. O'Grady and Fink. When you're keeping score, when you have a lineup card, OF for outfielder next to the player's name. O'Grady Fink for Supreme Court. One of the things you have to understand, the process that people are going through right now in getting their absentee ballots, who should I vote for the school boards? Well, those are partisan. If you want to vote for Republicans, you vote for the Republican at Michigan State University, U of M, Wayne State University. The two Republicans for State Board of Education, Tom McMillan and Nikki Snyder. Now, one of the things that other people are looking at is in these local races, certain judges running, certain school boards running. I cannot possibly look at those particular individual races at the local level across our listening area. That's too many people for me to vet and look at. But one of the things that you have to understand is that the process is the same. Getting the information out, sharing the information, making sure others know. So when it comes to Supreme Court, outfielder, O'Grady and Fink. And then, like I said, you have to do your own vetting when it comes to your local judges, your local county commissioners, people that you're looking at for school boards, other races. That's something you have to do. But at the top of the ticket, the polling is showing a momentum shift, momentum happening usually the last 2 to 3 weeks in a campaign. And we'll possibly see it even in confidence in Rogers on the debate stage tonight when he debates Slotkin for their final debate. It seems like bringing up China, bringing up her mandates, votes for electric vehicles, other things that she's trying to force on the people of Michigan is impacting their poll numbers. So again, we'll see exactly where it's at. One last point that I want to get in on this segment. If you don't know, ask. If I know, I'll tell you. If I don't, I'll tell you I don't know, and then you'll have to do your own local research. The best source is your local county party. Whether it be the chair, the vice chair, secretary, treasurer, the executive committee, they have looked at all of these races. If you trust your local county party's leadership, look at the candidates they're supporting, that'll pretty much tell you how to vote. They'll share the information with you. All you have to do is contact the local party, and they'll tell you. As a matter of fact, Presque County Republicans just put together a package of mailers that they're getting ready to send out. They're paying for it. They paid for the materials, the stamps, the postage, the envelopes, and they're doing a mailing from their local county party. Out of all the county parties that have their act together the best in our listening area is the Presque County Republicans. Raise the most money, use the money wisely, and in getting people informed. One of the things that you have to look at is information being shared. That's what we're talking about. And, of course, we talk about it every single day, along with these stories from Lansing, legislatively, what they're doing. Not really too busy. Back home in district most of the time. Trying to get, basically, the vote out for their candidates. So that is what's happening in Lansing. Even though we are following the stories, we are monitoring what's going on. That's the information that you're dealing with. So as we get closer, more information will be thrown at you. You have to look at it through filters to understand what is true and what is manipulation. Facts are facts. Numbers don't lie. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly